This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A quick programming note coming up at 1 o'clock. Instead of Fresh Air, you will hear NPR's live coverage of a funeral ceremony for the late Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis. That will start at 1 o'clock. There will be remarks from many national politicians and personalities, and that will be broadcast for a couple of hours here on 91.7 WVXU. Also want to let you know that Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear will speak at 4 o'clock, and he is widely expected to deliver new restrictions in the Commonwealth as Kentucky sees a spike in COVID-19 cases. We'll have that covered for you on All Things Considered with our Bill Reinhart monitoring that very closely. And after being forced to close by the COVID-19 pandemic, many gyms, health, and fitness centers are reopening to guests again, following healthy guidelines to reopen. The question now is, will members return to their workout spots after being cooped up at home all these many weeks? Locally, the Cincinnati Sports Club and Orange Theory Fitness Centers do hope you come back. Each is taking precautions to present what they see as a healthy way to return and become active again. But researchers are also urging caution. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it are Cincinnati Sports Club sales and marketing manager Mary Frank. Mary, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me today.
Our pleasure to have you. We also have on the phone line Orange Theory sales area manager Holly Alden. Holly, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you as well. And also joining us on the phone is University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, Department of Environmental and Public Health Adjunct Associate Professor Florence Falk. Dr. Falk, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your program today.
Good to have you. Questions, comments, email us, talk@wvxu.org, or look us up on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments. Are you going back? Do you feel safe at your gym? Is your gym or fitness center taking enough in the form of precautions? I got a comment from a Twitter user who goes by the name BH, who says, quote, I'm at Orange Theory, Shred 415, and Planet Fitness, and all three are going above and beyond to ensure the cleanliness and safety of members. I feel safe at all three. That's quite a workout regimen for one person to maintain, I suppose. But Mary, let's start with what's going on at the Cincinnati Sports Club. Before we get into the precautions that you're taking for the reopening, what has the pandemic done to the business side of things?
You know, we were in a very interesting position. We are one of the only businesses that we've been able to locate nationally that had a pandemic preparedness plan already in place. We had created that in 2009. So in January of 2020, we actually had dusted that off and started doing implementation and execution of that plan before the World Health Organization and the CDC were even fully acknowledging that we were going to have a pandemic. So we were doing much of what we are doing today, we were doing prior to our closure. And our whole focus has been to remain on the one fact that we do know, that exercise is medicine, and it boosts your immunity. It has more positive effects, so being active and moving is more beneficial and more healthy than being COVID-safe and stuck at home. But we, our whole platform has been to meet or exceed the guidelines of the governor. A great example of that, we are following more than 12 orders because of our 16-acre campus. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of updates and things going on. But since June 1st with our reopening, all members have been wearing masks upon entering the facility and going to their workout areas. All employees have been wearing masks as well. Our three key focuses are maintain your distance, disinfecting, and wear your mask. And you can be active and COVID safe at the same time.
Holly Alden is the Orange Theory sales area manager here. Holly, let's talk about your fitness centers, because they're not 16-acre campuses, so they're a little smaller. What precautions are you taking inside those centers?
Right, yeah. So we have 9 locations across Cincinnati and Dayton. Facilities, our biggest priority is obviously safety for our members. So maintaining social distancing standards, we have limited class sizes to create more social distance in class since it is a smaller group setting. We do have the requirement also for masks when entering, exiting, when transitioning around the room. When you're at your station, you are able to remove your mask during while exercising to follow the government standards as well. So Our mission is that we're here to help our members live a longer, more vibrant life. And so we're also doing that outside of the studio as well. So even though we did have about 50 to 65% of our members did return, we also are still catering to our members who are not, they do not feel ready to return. So we do have at-home workouts as well that can be done online via YouTube or the Orange Theory app. And so that's been really helpful for our members who still want to take advantage of the Orange Theory workouts and stay in shape during this time.
We're also joined on the line by University of Cincinnati College of Medicine Department of Environmental and Public Health Adjunct Associate Professor Dr. Florence Falk. And Dr. Falk, sure, there are definite health benefits to being active and working out, but I'm wondering if you can help us understand, you know, if you're doing jumping jacks and someone breathes COVID in your face, you're probably still going to face some challenges. Is that right?
Well, absolutely. That is correct. So there really is no zero risk of exposure currently in the way that we're living right now. And different activities can be very low risk, some can be very high risk. And so returning to your gym is really an individual choice that is a balance between understanding what your personal risk is and the benefit of returning to the gym. And personal risk is really about your risk of being exposed to the virus and your risk of having a severe outcome if you do actually contract the virus. So some things to think about for your exposure risk is how likely are you going to be exposed? And if the number of cases are rising where you live and you're going to go to the gym, then there's a greater number of cases in the community, and so there's a higher risk of encountering someone who is contagious. As far as greater risk for bad outcomes, if you get the virus, we know that individuals who are older, the older you are, the higher the risk for severe illness, and individuals who have certain medical conditions, including COPD, some heart conditions, type 2 diabetes, and obesity are all at a much greater risk for severe illness. So you really have to think about those two things when you're making your individual choice to go back to the gym.
And Dr. Falk, something that we've learned during this, and we've learned a lot and we've had to unlearn some things as this virus has spread across the world, it's that it's mostly airborne. I think early on, we were all very concerned about surface spread as well, so we were disinfecting a lot of things. That doesn't seem to be as big a concern now as it is just making sure that you're wearing a mask and keeping a certain amount of distance. But what we've heard, particularly in the context of the protests that are coming on, is that you're safe if you're outside and you're keeping distance, but if you're in a protest or if you're at a concert and people are shouting and yelling, that adds to the challenge, that adds to furthering the spread of the disease as it comes out of your body. Is that also true for gyms where people are exhaling pretty hard?
Well, it is true because people who have the virus can spread those viral particles when they're talking, they're breathing, they're coughing or sneezing. And we know that, that the amount that comes out from normal breathing to a strong exhalation or to loud talking, that's increasing. So in a gym, people are typically breathing harder while they are working out, and that would increase that amount of aerosols that's coming out over just regular breathing.
And we are joined by two representatives from local fitness areas. We have Mary Frank from the Cincinnati Sports Club on the line and Holly Alden from Orange Theory. And Mary, we are seeing cases go up. And we saw Governor DeWine point directly to Southwest Ohio. We know that there are problems on the Kentucky side as well. Is this giving you pause at all? I mean, you said that your center, the Cincinnati Sports Club, was working on a pandemic plan as early as 2009. So this is something that's been on your mind. But do you have concerns about the potential for another shutdown as these case numbers go up?
You know, to date, there has been no evidence of tracing data provided by any health officials that indicates gyms, clubs, or studios are contributing to the spread of COVID-19. You know, a couple things I think that are important as people do make these personal choices of where they want to go and how they want to spend their time. I just want to make two points. You know, when you think of a grocery store or an essential store that has been permitted to remain open, those stores have capacity sometimes, you know, based on our size comparisons of about 900 people an hour. We do not even see 900 people over 18 hours. So people are spread out. And within our 3 acres indoors, there is plenty of room for members to spread out and do their activities safely. And historically, we have a reputation of having fewer members per square foot than most clubs nationally. And, you know, the American College of Sports Medicine has always had recommendations for good air handling, and those have been to have 8 turns an hour. And that would mean that within an hour, there are 8 full turns of air within your building. The Cincinnati Sports Club, we opened up our dampers in February and March to bring in more fresh air. And we are actually going through 12 air turns per hour. So every 5 to 7 minutes, the entire 3-acre indoor campus receives a full air turn. Our air filters are changed and have every 2 months, they have a MERV 10 rating, which is equivalent to an N95 mask, which is also the same rating that hospitals utilize in their facilities. So our focus is that we should be deemed essential until there is data from the health officials that point to us as contributing the spread, but there has been no data to suffice that, as well as in June, there were more than 3.5 million visits recorded at 135 clubs nationally, and there was less than a 0.004% of positive cases.
I've got to get a quick break in, so I just want to make sure before we do that we do give Holly the chance to answer. Holly Alden represents Orange Theory in the Cincinnati and Dayton markets, and are there concerns on your side of the business of the potential impact of another shutdown if that's looming?
I wouldn't say so. We did a lot. We put in a lot of effort prior to us reopening to ensure that our studio was safe and sanitized properly. So we did actually microshield every studio right before we opened, as well as we updated our HVAC system as well in every studio. As far as microshield, it's proven to disinfect about 99.9% of the germs that touches its surface to prevent the spread of any kind of viruses or germs. And so we did do that in every studio. And I mean, and we, on top of that, sanitized the studio thoroughly every single class as well. Immediately after, we have about 15 to 30 minutes in between classes to ensure that every piece of equipment is sanitized. So we've done our part. Orange Theory, as well as any fitness concept out there, it helps with staying in shape, staying active, can prevent, you know, like she said earlier, fitness is medicine and exercise is medicine. So it's definitely something that we're not too, however, we are taking every precaution possible to ensure that we are contributors to the spread of COVID.
We're going to continue this conversation in just a moment. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls and get some of your emails in as well. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're still talking about gyms. They're back, but are you? We're continuing now with Cincinnati Sports Club sales and marketing manager, Mary Frank. Mary, thank you for being with us.
Yes, absolutely.
Orange Theory sales area manager, Holly Alden. Holly, thank you as well.
Thank you.
And University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, Department of Environmental and Public Health, adjunct associate professor, Florence Falk. Dr. Falk, thanks to you also.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I got a tweet from Martha who says, I started back at the gym. The cardio machines are spaced out, but in the weight areas, people are very close and exhaling heavily without masks. She says, quote, I stay at home now. I got a couple of emails here as well. One from Diane. She says, I belong to one of the gyms represented by one of your guests. I believe the gym personnel are doing the best they can, but members are told they do not have to wear masks while exercising. I've not returned since I visited about 3 or 4 weeks ago because I encountered members who were standing within much less than 6 feet, talking and laughing, all without masks. We got an email from Paul who says, I've been doing CrossFit for 4 years. My gym has a good set of precautions in place, but I'm high risk for COVID. I haven't been to the gym since March. I miss it, but I probably won't be back anytime soon. Paul goes on to write, I've set up some weights in my second bedroom, which I now refer to as the gym. That will have to do for the foreseeable future, it seems. Since I'm stuck at home, the workout is the highlight of my day, usually. We've only got a few minutes left. I want to get some calls in. Michelle is on the line. Hi, Michelle. What's your question or comment?
Hi there. So I'm actually a local gym owner myself, a boutique studio, fitness studio in downtown Cincinnati. And I think that we could say that this has been the year of the pivot. So we're constantly pivoting, trying to find a way to allow our communities to stay alive. And so my question is really about, as we offer live stream classes to try to help and to appeal to the people who don't feel comfortable yet coming back, what do you all think is going to be the way for the future? Is this sustainable to keep doing so with these live stream classes? Or, you know, community is really what we're all about, and it's so hard to keep that community going when we're not together.
Michelle, thanks for the question. We'll hang up and allow one of our guests to answer. Holly, let's throw it over to you because you've talked a little bit about some of the digital offerings that Orange Theory has put out. Do you think that is a sustainable model for smaller boutique fitness centers?
Yes, absolutely. And that was a great question, Michelle. We have offered both. So we've offered Zoom classes as well as at-home workouts. So through our corporate headquarters location in Boca, Florida, we have created the at-home workouts that members can do online from a coach at the headquarters studio. However, we do also offer Zoom workouts locally as well from our hometown coaches. And while it may be unique, and I do agree that there's a totally different energy when you can actually meet in an actual studio with other members that attend the in-studio workouts, to be able to offer both is great. However, during quarantine, we did offer Zoom workouts only, and that was also really great with keeping our members engaged. I think the biggest thing is that you're doing justice by your community within your studio location to where you're able to offer them another option, because not everybody is going to feel comfortable during this time. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that and to find solutions for your business to be able to maintain during this time. I think there's a really great community out there for Zoom workouts specifically. And every fitness concept is a little different. So to be able to offer a variety is really great. And the Zoom workouts have been fantastic for us and for our members that are still on freeze.
All right, let's get another quick call in. We'll go to John. John, we're very short on time, but what's your question or comment?
Well, I have a comment just to say I'm glad the four people who just called in agree with me. Jeff Rossin said yesterday the gyms are moderate to high risk. I put them in the same category as a bar. I'm the no person. I'm 66, impeccable health, but I'm the king of no's. No church, no gym, no restaurant, no haircut. The restaurant is a moderate. The bathroom is a high risk. So, yes, they're saying that exercise is good for one's mental health, and I'm a therapist. I do all sessions via Zoom. No risk. There's moderate to high risk in the gym, so they should not be saying that going to the gym helps people with their mental health, because all those people can do what I do for 3 hours a day is walk. I don't buy that theory.
John,
and most people won't.
John, thank you so much for the call and sharing your time with us. I've got about a minute and a half left. Mary, from the Cincinnati Sports Club, I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
You know, everybody gets to make choices that work best for themselves. And I think, again, people are putting gyms into the entertainment categories. The governor has done that. And we don't belong. We are an essential business, and we are performing better than the essential businesses that have been permitted to remain open, because when myself or other people go into these essential businesses, they are not even being held to the same standards that the rest of us are because they're deemed essential. So if a business is complying, then they should be able to be remain open. And everybody has a personal choice, and that's what's so great. And just like those personal choices, there's lots of options for fitness. We're not a one, while we're a one-location club, I have multiple workout areas within my club, from three studios and an indoor track. So there are many places that can be low density that allow people who need it. And some people who have arthritis or fibromyalgia and some of Parkinson's, they need the support. And if they want to do it, they can do it safely.
All right. Mary, I want to make sure we bring Dr. Falk in. I've only got like 30 seconds, Dr. Falk, okay. But for people considering what to do, what's your response?
I'm just going to reiterate what I said at the beginning. It is an individual choice. People need to know what their exposure risk is and what their personal risk is for negative outcomes. And I really, it's important for you to know what your gym is doing, what their procedures and policies are. Plan your visit if you decide to go. And like we heard several people say, if you arrive there and you don't feel comfortable, leave.
That's Dr. Falk from the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. We also had Holly Alden from Orange Theory and Mary Frank from the Cincinnati Sports Club. Thanks to all of you. And thanks to you for listening.